Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Joining us at this time is Eugen Gebelanu, director of Poppy Field from the Torino Film Festival. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, and thank you for your invitation. I'm glad to be with you this morning.
Let's just start off. I mean, would you like to say maybe a few words about Poppy Field to introduce it a little bit, just about the story so that people who are not familiar with it know what we're talking about?
Yes, I will try to make it shorter and also to keep some, I don't know how to say, intrigue, like a bit of attention for the audience that haven't seen the film yet. So the story, it's about a young gendarme, homosexual guy in Romania nowadays, and it's telling his story in 24 hours. It's like a portrait of Christy, of this young man, who's trying to keep a balance between his personal and professional life. That means that he's closed in his life as a homosexual guy. And so in this day, in these 24 hours, he will be confronted with many things that will put him in some kind of struggle, and we'll see him how he deals with all these fears and aggressions, and also maybe own inner homophobical actions and thoughts. So it's about this this somehow identity crisis of this man.
So I found the contrast between the internal conflict of the protagonist and the external conflict of the clash between the homophobic group and the queer film audience, which is a very central conflict that takes place in the film, very interesting. And I wondered, what do you like about exploring this type of situation, the contrast between the internal and the external?
Yeah, well, it's exactly like you are saying. It's kind of important for me to know how a society and the external or the big picture, the big history influence our little intimate stories. And that's why we have chosen with Ioana Moraru, the screenwriter, to talk about this situation, to talk about this event that has happened for real in Romania a few years ago, and it's about this projection of an LGBT film that was interrupted by a group of Orthodox people that wanted to not allow any more films like this on this subject. So, yeah, I mean, what was interesting to put together, it was exactly the idea of seeing how this young homosexual guy is reacting in this cinema hall where a group of protesters are interrupting a film with an LGBT subject, and how he deals and how he will be moved in his thoughts, in his inner life, about all these homophobical reactions and words of the people right there. And well, it's kind of something that I'm searching all the time in my projects, like to see how, as I was saying, how it's having an echo, the big story, into our little stories, and also the other way.
Do you find that the climate for LGBT people is particularly hostile in Romania at the moment?
Yes, well, I would say that it's a bit better than a few years ago, and it's also because we have had in 2018, I think, if I'm not saying something wrong, but yeah, it was in 2018, it was like a referendum that was asking to the people to vote for changing in the constitution of Romania the definition of the family, and so that was until that time like a union between two persons, but it was just like this, not that was not saying that the marriage between persons with the same sex was allowed, but Well, the same kind of groups of Orthodox people were asking for changing it in the constitution and to say that it's a union between a man and a woman. And at that time, something was happening, I hope and I think, in the Romanian society, because people were not going to the vote. It was like a movement of boycott, and that was somehow a step forward into some equalities in rights for the LGBT community. But still, we are not yet into some kind of freedom of being homosexual openly. And it's still something very difficult for LGBT people to live in this society, because I think that the problem is that we are not talking at all or just too less, too little about sexual education, and from there on about identity of the gender identity in school and in our education. So I think the problems come from there, but maybe the new generations will change, and I hope so.
Because this is also sort of discussed in the film in a way, do you think that cinema can help?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. And I'm thinking that our film, maybe it's not, of course, bringing solutions to all the problems, but it's putting some questions about all the mentality in Romania society. So I hope that at least it will, this film and cinema in general, will make to happen some debates on this theme. And well, I will see, because for now we haven't premiered yet our film in Romania, but well, I'm very curious to know if that kind of protesters will come at the premiere and in the cinema hall, and if we'll have a discussion with them. So yeah, we'll let the doors open, but I hope, yeah, that it will be just one of the first movies produced in Romania on this topic, because it's important, and we have just few of LGBT films already done in Romania.
What are some of the challenges of working with a film that, as you said, the story of which takes place over the course of 24 hours? Are there any challenges there in directing it?
Well, it is a challenge, but for me it was not something very difficult in some way, because as I'm coming from theater, as I'm working since 10 years now as a theater director, I was not changing a lot my way of working with the actors and the conflict of the structure, I mean in the dramaturgical way. And I tried to keep the same rules that I'm bringing into theater work. And the only difficulty really there present was this all these long sequences, all this one
uninterrupted takes.
Exactly, that were really long, some from time to time. I mean, I think the longest one is like 7 minutes. And it was difficult mostly for the DOP, for Marius Panduru, but he's a great one and I have had the chance to work with him. And for the actors, mainly the main character, the actor Konrad Merikofer that is playing Christy, I think it was somehow difficult to keep this tension like this, like an elastic that it's very tensed from the beginning until the end, and with something very inner acting. I mean, not big gestures and big acting of the way of very theatrical, even if the construction is a bit theatrical. But well, I think I have had this chance to work with Marius Panduru, and he was telling to me when we started to collaborate for this film, don't change anything in the way of your working in theater. Just imagine and think that you have audience all around. So I was not changing that much my way of working, and I was trying to keep in mind this this idea that Marius was telling to me. And I rehearsed a lot before, so when I was on the set, I was not that unsure of what I want to make. And yeah, well, it was kind of a new big experience for me, but I felt really, really good at that place.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.